Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in a loop on Sports Radio 610. I got to admit, though, did not anticipate it being this hot at the Astros' doorstep for sending Mauricio Dubon to the Braves. And for some people, it's the return. Nick Allen coming back. He feels like he's like 70% of Mauricio Dubon for a significantly less price. But I don't know how much of it is like the actual return, how much of it is just the fan favorite nature of Mauricio Dubon. People, you know, when you have that attachment to a player like that, I know some of it is the versatility that you lose, particularly in the outfield, but all of it feels like a lot.
You know what? A lot of it is not just the HEB commercials. It's like you feel like you have a relationship with Dubon, and that's what it comes down to, just the emotion. You know, one of the most popular, and I liked it too, things that he did is whenever Jordan hit a home run, and he just look at the camera and like shake his head in amazement, just kind of like, that was awesome. And people just connect. You know, it was emotional. It's an emotional connection.
YouTube, it's what we got in return for him. I do wonder how much of that, though, is everybody's utility guy is very special to them until you get, and then it's like, oh, well, this is another utility guy.
Yeah. I think it's more of a fan favorite type deal, too.
I think it's more emotional than most, let's face it, most Astros fans aren't going to tell you, aren't going to care a whole lot about, well, his OPS is this, and he plays infield versus all the positions. They're just like, oh, no, not Mauricio Dubon.
And he was, I mean, he was there for the good moments and all
absolutely.
That stuff.
No,
it's always going to hurt, especially if you don't get nothing back. Mm-hmm. That kind of add to it.
Mm-hmm. I still think you got something back. It's just not exactly in the way that you wanted. I get it. We're not going to have
to. Let me sell you that bridge over there then, man.
I'm not trying to make it seem like they absolutely came out with a haul. Mm-hmm. But anyways, We're not changing people's minds on this, I don't think. So we will move this along. However, I do wonder, are people having that same feeling? Seeing a Texans legend, dare I say, John Lopez.
Hey, you can dare.
You're not supposed to encourage it. Matthew Wright was released yesterday.
Matthew Wright.
Mere days after getting the game
what
ball
are they
for
doing,
securing
man?
A victory versus the Tennessee Titans.
Dude was clutch, man.
He was. But, of course, Kyemi Fairbairn is back in this game that you'll see tonight, so it was understood. He is out in order to make room for Damone Clark, who they pick up off waivers, the linebacker that was previously with the Cowboys joins. Do you have any real care about these pairs of transactions? Which one do you care about more?
Well, I mean, care, you know, not a lot. But, you know, they're obviously you had to get rid of Matthew Wright, and you're bolstering the linebacker core. So there's nothing wrong with it, but you're not going to be expected to see, you know, big things right away.
Yeah, I have a little bit of experience with Damone Clark. He's a, you know, nice versatile player, kind of can move a little bit, but still, that's also, you also have to look sideways at a linebacker that the Cowboys were willing to move on from in a time where their defense was really bad, and they went and signed like a Logan Wilson, who was released from the Bengals, a bad defense, a Logan Wilson who was a veteran, but also you can see the decline in. So I will be interested to see what Damone Clark actually can provide. And, you know, he probably ends up coming in being like a special teams type addition or something to that effect. Obviously not going to matter in a big way. Does this matter in a big way as we're getting news that comes down from Ian Rappaport all of 2 minutes ago? Mm-hmm. I will read it verbatim. Quote, sources. Texans running back Joe Mixon is not expected to play this season as he deals with a foot injury from the offseason.
No kid.
Mixon likely remains on the physically unable to perform list through the season. Meanwhile, Houston moves forward with Nick Chubb and Woody Marks. So this is like this is the most official thing that we've gotten. I know that earlier this week we had Nick Caserio on Payne and Pendergast on these airwaves basically say something that felt similar but was not absolute. That's Ian Rappaport. Still not in an entirely absolute, but the idea that the Texans don't expect him to play is the reporting that a source has given him.
Well, yes, you're right. I mean, this is the most official that we can, but you immediately kind of spin it forward, don't you? Like, is he going to play again?
I have no idea.
Is he going to play again for the Texans?
That was one of the things I was hoping is, again, I've been in this place where this is what I assumed.
Do you want him to play again?
Those are great questions, John Lopez. And I would love to tell you that I am settled in my response mm-hmm. in either of them. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. That was one of the things, like I'm saying, I was hoping to see in one of these reports because I've been in this place emotionally mm-hmm. that I don't think he was going to play this year. But I was hoping that at some point the reports would be like, all right, well, now it seems like he will not play and the Texans blank, right? Whether and the Texans are expecting him to return for the next season or and the Texans might look to move on from or whatever.
Right.
I don't get a sense of where they are with that. If I would had to guess, like the way that they have held out hope seems like they will return to the Joe Mixon experience. How old is Joe Mixon at this point?
He will be 30 next year.
He'll be 30, which isn't as old as I was. For some reason, I thought he'd be 31.
But his ninth NFL season. And, well, actually, technically 10th. He didn't play today.
And he's had a lot of carries on him. He still looked fantastic last year, even with a pretty heavy workload. The question then becomes, like, how valuable would that be? But I think that the news of the moment is that he's not expected to play per Rappaport, and that comes to him per a source. I think that I was in that place, and we were probably leaning there anyway.
Let's go on the record here. Will he play again for the Houston Texans is the first question. Second part, do you want him to play again for the Houston Texans?
I'll guess yes on the play again for the Houston Texans. Although, it is worth noting, that is the offseason where it is likely that you pay a quarterback.
And get another young running back.
And it's very possible you could get another running
back. That's the only way I would be down with him coming back. Come back on a, you know, less. I don't want to say lesser deal or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his contract looking like, but they got to take the running back position serious, man. I don't want to just use him as a workhorse.
Because it also can't be, all right, well, we're just expecting another year of Chubb or whatever. Like, they're still going to have to address this mm-hmm. in a particular way.
I'm going to say he will not play again for the Houston Texans. Do I want him to? Kind of like Figgy, kind of. I want to see what the running back, running backs look like behind him, you know?
Yeah, otherwise you could be dealing with a situation like now. Just a older running back mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe he's on the other side of the fence.
So he only had 119 carries in 2020 because he only played six games. He got hurt. But in the other five seasons since 2019, these are his carries. Just not anything, just his carries. 278, 292, 210 in 14 games, 257, 245. That's a lot of tread wearing off.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tread wearing off.
And, I mean, one of the things that we can take into account there, though, is that you've had, in both places that he's played, both Cincinnati and here, you have had lessening of the things that are afforded to him as mm-hmm. a running back. And I speak to run blocking. Yeah. Right? Both of those teams have had less than stellar instances there. It feels like one of the things that is incumbent upon my answer, if I get to that maybe on the second question, whether I want him to be back, is at what cost?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that the question that I then have is it probably would need to be with a pay cut. Do you think that he has enjoyed Houston enough to where he would be willing to do that, or that he would look around and say that this is probably the best place for me and he would be willing to do that? Or do you think that he might put up a fight in that regard?
I think he might be willing to do that. Again, I think what the room looks like, what his role is going to be, how many, you know, how he's feeling, you know, obviously another lower. That's the other thing about all those carries that he's had over the last 6 years. He's got leg injuries. I mean, he's got lower body injuries. So, depends on the role.
Yeah, that's also a great point. It's like, what is the injury that he's coming back from? Because we also have zero idea what's happening with him, and it's been a long recovery process. Is that going to linger? Yeah, this it leans, to be fair, if you just take it from that perspective of missed an entire season, a lot of carries, money's big, the answer probably leans towards no.
Yeah, I would guess no.
But you got to give him his love. He absolutely was incredibly vital to you last year. And I don't, I was going to say, you don't make the playoffs last year without Joe Mixon.
No, God, no. Like you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it is so far away from that. All right. Speaking of other injury, or actually before I get there, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming now, Figgy Fig's favorite program on Paramount Plus, Landman, which is from Taylor Sheridan, who is the co-creator of Yellowstone. It also has Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. It's got Academy Award nominees, Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott. It is a fantastic show from the fellas on the show that are telling me. And so you need to go and catch the new season, which is streaming now only on Paramount Plus. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails. Not to you.
Oh, I thought I could leave.
One, Brandon Cooks. No, you got more time, baby. You got more time. Brandon Cooks been released by the Saints after he asked for a release. And the question I have is, where are you going, Bubba?
Where is he going?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, at this point in his career, Brandon Cooks has done this a number of times, including here, where he just did. He could not be a part of another rebuild. And look at him. I mean, he's there with the Saints. Do you think it's a similar thing
that's
going on
here? He's been with nothing but rebuild.
Man.
Since that quote.
I mean, he was with the Cowboys when it was kind of shaky. He ends up with the Saints this year, which I imagine had to feel like hell for him, even though it's a place that he is returning back to. He's just been everywhere in the league. I don't know what he expects now.
And that was the old mutual agreed upon, right? Basically, he demanded his way out. And I've seen a couple of things like Brandon Cook's landing spots. Hell, throw a dart, man. Just throw a dart at the board.
Well, I'm trying to think. What are the places that are so desperate for a wide receiver?
Hell, I would look at Buffalo at this point, man.
Buffalo's like, a possibility.
But how different is Brandon Cooks at this point in his career than I was like, how disrespectful do I want to get? Because they do have a pretty pretty bereft.
Yeah, you talk about something else now, man. I'm just thinking about just some who need a receiver, some type of. I don't even know if he reliable.
Does a contender
at this point
even want him? Because I was thinking New England.
New England actually has has an interesting wide receiving core that I think they like. If I'm looking at New England, the thing I'm trying to fix isn't necessarily the wide receiving core.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Would a contender like, hey, safety net kind of thing? You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I hope whatever he's looking for, he finds. But man, I have doubt that it comes for him. Somebody said when things get tough, Cooks wants out. Interesting pattern. I don't even know if that fully fits. It just seemingly he isn't happy with the places that he's been.
Yeah. I think he sees himself as what he used to be and refuses to think otherwise.
Yeah, and I think they were trying to trade him at the trade deadline at one point. I think some stuff probably fell through.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, hey, just release me.
And to be fair, who amongst us hasn't been in that position where we're like, I don't know that I don't know that I want to accept my current reality. I would like to think I would like to live in the reality of yore. You know, I would like
do
to
do it
still
every
be
day.
All right, we continue around the NFL where there's a number of quarterbacks trying to see if they will play this week. One of those being Lamar Jackson, who missed practice again. I mean, that is a team in the Ravens that is also 5-5, just like where the Texans are. They're trying to vie for, at this point, maybe, I think they could still probably win that division, but at least just getting themselves in the playoffs. I don't know if he plays this week. Maybe he still does. I think the big thing for me is, if he is still nursing this hamstring injury that he has, he is less of a Lamar Jackson to run, and I think that hurts their entire program.
This is crucial for them. You know, they've already taken the step back with the injuries they had, and now you got no Lamar Jackson, where you are.
And he didn't look good his last game
right
at all.
Yeah. I need to go back and check this, but I was looking at a statistic this just earlier today. Actually, there it is right in front. Design runs per game for Lamar Jackson. It highest in his 2019 second year at about nine runs a game. But this is the years after that. 2020 was 7.5. 2021 was 7 thereabouts. 2022, 7 thereabouts. 23-5. Remember, that was the season that they go out in the playoffs, and it's like, run the damn ball, dude. Why are you trying to prove that you're a pocket guy?
Yeah.
It ticks back up last year to about 6 runs per game. This year, 3.5. And that's only going to get worse with him nursing a hamstring injury. I think that is a big part of this. He's a fantastic passer, especially down the field. His running ability is something that is absolutely going to change the game in any game that they're in.
That's what made him MVP.
If he's not running,
yeah.
I think that that hurts Derrick Henry's viability because, mm-hmm. yes, teams have to account for him, but if you know that the statistics are pointing to the idea that he's not doing it as much, you can load up.
Yeah.
And, you know, just generally, that changes the, our team's going to keep guarding 11 as opposed to trying to account for 10.
Yeah.
I think that this changes their dynamic.
So even if he comes back, you know, somewhat banged up, and not running the ball, I think they're in a bind right now.
Yeah. In addition to that, and we talk about quarterbacks with some level of injury, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it is very clear that or through the, you know, imaging that they've done, that he does not need surgery for that wrist injury that he had. Aaron Rodgers also with the team that you know, that Ravens team is trying to chase, and another team that could possibly mm-hmm. be in that wild card's consideration depending on how things bounce. He has set himself some criteria for playing in this game. He said that it feels better than it did on Sunday. He's thankful to get out there. He's going to test his wrist out today and then see if he can go and play.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play, right?
You think it's a Mason Rudolph game this week?
Yeah, it's a Mason. They already put him up in front of the media and everything else. I think that's just trying to keep him guessing a little bit.
And so you,
that's good for Baltimore, man.
That's yes, the thing is that, but that might cancel those two out.
Mm-hmm.
A dude who is definitely not playing quarterback this weekend or any other weekends in the rest of this year is Michael Penix Jr. Officially ruled out for the rest of the season with that ACL. He had a surgery. Drake London also out as they play the Saints, funny enough. But it's a partially torn ACL, so he's going to need surgery. That's 9 months of recovery time for the Falcons. And so that takes you to August, which means they're going to have to account for that quarterback situation again, even if they believe that he comes back. This is turning out to be a terrible pick, right?
Well, they, not just a terrible pick, a terrible decisions at quarterback.
Yeah, that was a terrible offseason, man.
Kirk Cousins and then Penix, and then we all remember the draft scene. And now, are they going to draft a quarterback this year?
I don't know that they draft, but you've got to get someone. Yeah. You've got to get someone who's like a stopgap type quarterback.
Yeah.
To be there just in case he can't go. And mind you, he's had 12 starts and 4 wins. You know, I don't subscribe to wins, quarterback wins. However, at 26 years old, next year he's had 3 ACL surgeries on top of a number of other injuries.
Week,
right, with the shoulder injury and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk to you about that 2024 draft where they take Michael Penix Jr. 8 when they already have Kirk Cousins on a big deal. They needed wide receiver. Well, actually, they needed edge rusher more than anything. Cornerback, defensive line, and wide receiver. Roma Dunze goes 9. Laiatu Latu goes 15. Byron Murphy on the interior of the defensive line goes 16. Jared Verse goes 19. There's a lot of other names that you can mention. And they went with the quarterback that has had a lot of injuries, hasn't looked good, and has
9?
Added more.
Was
8. He went 8.
Yeah,
number 8.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That is a rough look.
Really rough. And then then both the quarterbacks you got that offseason and that draft, they both struggling with injuries.
Yeah.
Very nasty. Very, very nasty for the Falcons. So, yeah, happy. Best of luck to y'all. That's one of those teams that I wish was in the AFC. Just I would love to have the Falcons where you go. It's really 14 teams.
We got we got the Falcons.
That's fine. And remember, the Falcons did trade away their 2026 first round pick.
Yeah,
I completely forgot because they traded up for the edge rusher, right?
Yep.
Oh what man. A terrible. Like, yeah. I don't know. I do know. There are people are in weird places with Nick Caserio right now, and I think there's very clear justification for it. You're not feeling like the Atlanta Falcons, though, are you?
No.
I think the one thing you can say about Nick Caserio, he's not reckless.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the Atlanta Falcons is super reckless with their picks
you
and all that.
You can't get more reckless than that.
Yeah.
Also, we mentioned this earlier, but I do want to put this because obviously Thursday Night Football, the Bills are in town for that game. And Cover One's Eric Turner reported that the Buffalo Bills' second-year wide receiver, Keon Coleman, is expected to be benched for this game again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one
is
fewer.
Is that bad?
It's got to be.
Dude, he's got to be all sorts of knucklehead at this point.
It's 2 in a row.
Man.
And they need receivers, man.
Yeah. Badly.
Like, desperately.
Man. He's one of those dudes that he had some tough times last year a little bit, but he also still is a talented guy, if nothing else, right?
Yeah. I mean, people were talking about him, you know, maybe the best receiver coming in and all this other stuff. His great year with Florida State.
And he hasn't lived up to that, to be fair, but he's still a talented wide receiver that they could use. And they are willingly coming to this game against a defense that they know is really
sit
good. They're like,
out
hey, sit down, big dog.
Not even a half
healthy
or a quarter.
Scratch.
He's got to be all sorts of knucklehead.
Man.
He's got to be all sorts of knucklehead.
Making C.D. Lamb look like an angel, man.
I feel like George Pickens is one of the
George Pickens says,
I think
man,
C.D. Lamb is the kid that the teacher goes, you're better than this. Don't let him take you down a bad path.
Why are you hanging out with that George fellow?
Don't hang out with that
brother
kid.
Was puking in a casino. Allegedly.
Not even allegedly.
7 a.m. Don't forget that part. Don't forget that part.
Still balled out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Davis Mills to the Falcons next year. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It could be.
Do they get the reverse Schaub? Could Davis Mills be the reverse Schaub?
Yeah, Schaub came from Atlanta.
That's what I'm saying. Could that be the case?
Could be.
Yeah.
Their next quarterback ends up being the backup from over here. That'd be wild. I talked myself into something I didn't think about. All right. That is Around the NFL here in the Loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, yesterday, a big day. Today's still a big day for the Texans. We'll talk more about that as we go. But yesterday, a really big test for the Rockets that they haven't had one necessarily in the same vein since early on in the season. They answered the call, and I feel like Lopez has an idea on who he felt like it was biggest for. Let's talk about that next. Texans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game day here in the great city of Houston and on Sports Radio 610. Excited for this one. Game starts at 7:15 here on Sports Radio 610. 4:15 is when you'll hear Texans countdown start getting ready for all that. We're already getting some information in, like Jalen Mills and Johnny Carter, who will be your elevations from the practice squad for tonight. Both of them in the secondary, interestingly enough. I think there might be something to converse about in this program. But in addition to that, Houston sports still going in all sorts of different ways, including your Houston Rockets, one of the better teams in all of the NBA, had a really fun matchup yesterday in Cleveland, in the state of Ohio, versus a Cleveland Cavaliers team that is pretty damn good.
And real good.
Really good. Without Sam Merrill, one of the big three-point shooters, so I didn't get a chance to see something that I wanted to see, but I got a whole bunch of something else here. And Lopez, in watching this game, there's a lot of things that we can get into, and maybe we find a way to get around to those, but I was interested because there was one note I sent you as I was just texting, blowing up our text, and it was that Alperen Şengün versus the Defensive Player of the Year in Evan Mobley. He had no issues one-on-one. Now, if they came and doubled, then, okay, some things needed to happen. Ball needed to come out. Ball needed to swing around. But one-on-one, he had no issues. And I think that was really encouraging to see. It was awesome. It feels like it is indicative of the development that he has had from just being a really good player in this league to maybe finding a way into some level of elite. status in this league. But you think this is a bigger game for someone else?
Yeah, I do. But just real quick on Şengün, this is going to be NBA at large this season. That discussion regarding Şengün, isn't it? I mean, he was that good. He was that good, making the Defensive Player of the Year look like that. Inside, outside, backing him down, spin moves, you know, step throughs. I mean, just the whole bag was out there.
They had the Defensive Player of the Year one on one with him, and they had, and not, it wasn't even just like, oh, well, the Defensive Player of the Year in a mismatch of positions. Mm-hmm. No, they play the same position.
Yeah,
had him one up, and they had to start sending help.
Yeah.
In order to pick him up, that is no small feat.
No, this is going to be called, you know, by the national NBA writers and such, breakout game, right? Like you asked the question, you know, Şengün might be, you know, sort of traipsing into the territory of elite.
And I already put it on wax. I think he's an all-NBA player, and I think he's on the MVP long list, maybe even short list.
And I did not at the time. I think this game is going to pretty much solidify that. He is elite. He's
on national TV, too.
On national television, against that team, against that player. I think it's undeniable. Like, this was – you're gonna see the word breakout game, you know, across – NBA stories and platforms and all that. That said, I'm watching this game, especially after the Cavaliers made their run, because early on the Rockets were going to run them out the gym. I mean, I think they were.
It was 17 point lead.
And Donovan Mitchell had 2 points.
Yeah. And
they weren't hitting no threes.
And they were like 3 for 20 to start the game, 4 for 20, something like that.
And it wasn't just the threes that did a great job of contesting shots. The Cleveland was not getting second opportunities. That was when they were taking and just corralling all those. In fact, to the point where one point in the second quarter, I'm watching Steven Adams down in the paint and three Cavs, Steven Adams is coming down with the rebound. Like, that's how dominant the game looked.
But then once it got close, didn't get within like 1 point at some point. It was thereabouts. And I think that's when you realize, like, this was a tremendous game for Kevin Durant. Like, tremendous.
Interesting that you.
I thought he was a conductor, man. Like, the reason you got Kevin Durant is because if you need a bucket, you give it to him and you get your bucket, right? But he was just the feel and the I guess the way I would put it, the reading of the situations was like perfect Kevin Durant. When to get up there high with, whether it was Şengün and maybe do a two man or a pick and roll or something. When to skip the ball, and then when it got tight. He got the ball in his hands and then sort of read the way the game was, the moment was there. And I think there was one pass to Amen that ended up with an easy bucket. There was another one. I'm trying to remember who it was. But like Kevin Durant, this is why you got him, not just because of the points, because of his knowledge and feel for the game and the moment in that game was just outstanding. I am not, like I said, I think he's elite now, Şengün. I'm not taking anything away. But I really could feel what Durant was doing, and sometimes he would set up a mismatch. He would stretch the court so Şengün could have more room to work. He was way out beyond the 3-point line. And sometimes he took the ball himself and, you know, did his thing. And when it mattered down, this is the way I'll put it: he calmed down the offense. He just calmed it down. It was a great game for Şengün. I think it was a great game for what Durant did.
No,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And yeah. What's funny is you look at Kevin Durant and the numbers aren't incredible. 1 for 6
what
from 21
points, something like that?
20.
Yeah.
A flat 20 points, three assists as well, three boards on 6 of 18 shooting. Mm-hmm. And some of that was a really nasty third quarter. I know someone on the text line said, y'all were too kind to Şengün. He had a lot of turnovers. I think that was that third quarter was really problematic, and I wanted to get to that here as well. But I do think that what you're pointing out is a good thing, because if you just look at the box score, you will say that Kevin Durant had a so-so game. In some regards, you're right. But that thing you're talking about is the big question that people have been asking with this Rockets team when you find out that Fred VanVleet.
That's what made me think about it. That's been
the
one
year.
Thing that you've talked about
is,
a lot.
All right, who is going to kind of help usher in, be the point guard? But I think when you ask for the point guard, there's certain things within that. And yes, Amanda is still handling a decent amount of the basketball, but when it comes to who's going to settle these guys down when it gets wild?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant did a little bit of that. He also had his turnovers in that third quarter.
They all had
issues.
Some bad turnovers. That's why they scored 17 points in the third quarter.
And they're going to need to work through that. And I think some of that is also giving the Cleveland Cavaliers credit for being a good defensive team, that you still managed to make look silly in some of those instances, especially closing time, because Kevin Durant did a great job making some of these decisions. Can we also, before we go here, I do want to give a salute to someone who had to play some minutes here and continually shows like bench mob type of stay ready crew type of play, which is Aaron Holiday.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Was he 80% shooting?
71 from the field, 60% from three, and he helped knock down some of the clutch shots in that fourth quarter. In fact, to the point where I didn't like when he was out there with Reed late because then their backcourt was too small and the size of the Cavs showed up. But when it was Aaron with kind of the bigger lineup around him, Aaron Holiday, just consummate pro, that shows up. Like, he shows up being knowing where to be, raising up on that three-point line when it's necessary. And when he gets that ball, he is one of the better shooters on your team, without question, and he shoots it with confidence.
And you know what he did was calm the offense down.
He did as well.
So I think that's what really stood out to me, because at first I thought, all right, this isn't even going to be – it's going to be fun, but it's not even going to be interesting, you know. And then – when you get into those moments, you could just see Durant. You could just see, like, the wheels turning, you know, every time he had the ball in his hands or they were in an offensive possession.
Real quick before we go, what was your feeling? Because I actually, after this game, after I stopped bombarding you guys with texts, I actually went back and ran the third quarter back again, because I was like, what happened here? Why did this team allow an admittedly pretty good Cleveland Cavs team back into this game?
I wrote down something. Finish your point.
Yeah, because, no, I'm asking the question, because when I was watching that game, I was like, that third quarter was deeply frustrating. I see people on the text line saying you go to the half with a good score, but then you look at this third quarter and it's just they absolutely are able to come back from, or, you know, they're down 17 at half and they bring that thing all the way back to a manageable score. I want to say it was like 4 or 5 starting the fourth quarter. And that's something that you would hope that you could keep that team at bay when you have a damn near 20-point lead.
Yeah.
What did you see in the third quarter? What were your feelings?
I wrote down something really profound in some notes that I had on my phone.
And where did they go?
It was one word: turnovers. I mean, it was just, you know, that's going to be something when you are this type of offense. I think it was, I mean, what were the turnovers just in the third quarter? I don't know, but it was a lot.
Just in the third quarter, there were 4 for the Rockets to 2 for Cleveland.
Yeah, but 4 doesn't sound like a lot, but it was also ending
live ball turnovers,
ending possessions, and maybe that, you know, you got a lot of second chance points, which is what one of their calling cards is, but you were giving up some longer rebounds as well. No, I think it was very straightforward. And Donovan Mitchell started, you know, I think he had 19 of his 21 points, you know, there in second half.
Yeah, and I mean, the Rockets also were missing bunnies in that third quarter in particular.
They really did.
They missed a few right at the rim. They took a lot of mid-range. I think they, well, I would say settle, but this is a team that has a pretty strong mid-range diet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that also the Cavs just started heating up to some degree with their energy. I think the energy changed because I talked about winning the boards. The Rockets in that first half, there was no denying who had more energy defensively. I actually made the note because defensively I was trying to look at what is the zone and what are those. And the energy and awareness on defense was so good.
Yeah.
I think the Cavs matched that in the third quarter. But I think the big takeaway for me against a good team, I know that they're going to have to work some of these kinks out. And there were kinks that we knew they were going to have to work out from the start of the season. Seeing them close the way that they did, that was the big thing that you were hoping to change this year. And seeing them do it on another instance when this came up was beautiful for me. And I think I agree with you. Kevin Durant did a good job to settle that. Aaron Holiday did a fantastic job. And Alperen Sengun with 28 points continued to be a metronome, at least when it came to he gets on that block or he has that ball in his hands and he makes the right decision for the most part. So I thought that was really good in a Rockets victory versus the Cavs. Next action, Friday NBA Cup versus the Nuggets. We'll talk about that more. But it's still an NFL Thursday Night Football Texans game day here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. So coming up, we'll talk about what's popping, including the news that we've gotten about Joe Mixon, a couple of elevations that have happened, and a question that I want to ask you, which is, what do you think the fan distribution is here tonight? We'll talk about all that next. All right, let's get to what's popping here on a Texans game day Thursday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And interestingly enough, the biggest news that, at least in my estimation right now, is about who is not playing today or anytime soon. As Ian Rappaport, obviously an NFL insider, made it be known that Joe Mixon is not expected to play this season. I know some people have seen kind of tweets that have gone all sorts of different directions. That not is very important, so I'll say it one more time. Joe Mixon is not expected to play this season as he deals with that foot injury they sustained in the offseason. Remember, non-football injury. We still don't have a good idea of what that injury actually is, but he's not expected to play at all this season. It was something that we kind of had a feeling of.
Yeah.
However, This is as concrete as we have gotten, especially after a couple days ago, Nick Caserio on these airwaves with Payne and Pendergast basically said, yeah, it's a gray area. You know, he acknowledged that three or four weeks ago they'd have more insight, and now they're still in a place where they don't have more insight. I think that led us to a place. This is Ian Rappaport saying pretty explicitly that it's highly unlikely he plays this year, which basically says he's not going
to
play.
The interesting thing to me is the Texans have kind of been kind of playing this in a very sort of mysterious way ever since the preseason. Remember, there were I don't know if it was reports or rumors or whatever in the preseason. He's probably not going to play all year. You know, we heard that.
Yeah,
that he wasn't. This was in the preseason. Oh, no, he's not going to play all year. Never verified, you know, or whatever.
But I don't even think we saw him.
We never saw him. You know, we saw him at Tank Dell somewhere at an event. That's about it.
That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was
maybe talking about early on. And then, we didn't see him at all.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yeah, we were wondering, is he alive? Which, tongue in cheek, a little jokingly, but I think it pointed to the reality of he hadn't been around. In fact, Nick Caserio, in his previous talk with Payne and Pendergast, had said, you know, some players decided to rehabilitate here. We would prefer that. But you know, he has seemed to kind of want to work off to the side or with it by himself or what have you. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason why. And we just hadn't seen him around. Thankfully, we started seeing him around a little bit, but still, that doesn't mean as much to us, even as much as, you know, you want to appreciate the human and all that. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. We're here for the football. And right now he is not playing football, and it seems like he will not play football this season.
And it does, you know, from a this season perspective, it does, you know, all of a sudden, you know, even though that carrot, you never really thought it was going to happen. Well, it's official now. You got Nick Chubb, you got Woody Marks. That's about it.
Because Dameon Pierce is he's not in the conversation. Yeah. Honestly, a question that has arisen, which I think it should, is at what point were the Texans clear on this? And maybe you can take the data point that we've been referencing, Nick Caserio rather, jumping on these airways and talking to Payne and Pendergast, where about a month ago, he said that 3 or 4 weeks they would have some idea. And then this week, he says it's still gray area. And you take that as, all right, they kind of probably weren't sure. If we do the Astros thing of a percentage, I'd be very intrigued as to what those numbers are.
Yeah.
Because that should be somewhat illuminating, even if not entirely illuminating, on the way that they went about trade deadline, right? I understand that Nick Caserio has, in fact, he talked about it yesterday or 2 days ago, that they went and, you know, they had some calls
Was it Breece Hall?
Well, he didn't say explicitly, of course.
Well, reportedly, Breece Hall.
I don't know that we had. I know that there was kind of talks that the Texans would be one of the teams that might be interested. I don't know that we had anything concrete that linked them specifically to offers or what have you. But we knew that that was one of those guys that was out there that wanted to be traded, but then also that the Texans probably would be in on. But how far along did they get? Like, how certain were they that they needed to acquire a running back? And ultimately, why didn't they not get something over the line?
I think you can go as far back as when they acquired Nick Chubb. They probably had a good inkling.
Oh, certainly.
You know, they probably had a good inkling that Joe Mixon. I mean, just that alone. So that's way back. You know.
Yeah. So that's the latest that we have gotten for those of you texters. And of course, I don't say that with any malice. I understand the clamoring for, do we have any insight as to what's happening with this dude? Now we have some level of insight. Versus,
and that kind of just put it to rest a little bit too, man, because I know a lot of people saying, oh, is he coming back or maybe he'd be back before the playoff, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Now it kind of put it to rest. I think that's what people kind of been looking for from the beginning.
Right. Yes. And a good note, right? A good note from our guy Texans Cap, shout out to my guy Troy, saying he suspects that that's why Houston never used Joe Mixon's contract for a restructure.
Mm-hmm.
So that would point to the idea of, hey, because a restructure would basically take money, push it on into the future. That would possibly put to the idea of what we were just talking about not too long ago. Could it be that they also have an understanding that while we may not know for sure when and how this comes back, the more likely than not, we get to a place where we are willing to, we want that money to be eaten now so we don't have to eat in the future because he might not be providing us a service.
Next year is no guarantee. I mean, by their actions and just by where he is in his career, 30 years old next year, 250 carries most of the last six seasons or thereabouts. I think you can't count on him right now.
From somebody who is not playing to the fellows who are playing on the field, obviously the Texans going to face off against the Bills. A lot of, I believe all of the NFL network or NFL media decision makers, all of them, Adam Rank included, none of them are picking the Texans, all of them going with the Bills. So there's a lot of people media-wise on that side, although shout-out to Boomer Esiason picking the Texans. How do you feel about the people that would be in the stadium watching? Because it feels like, we've had a lot of takeovers recently.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Texans have gotten themselves back to .500, but they did so in comeback fashion against the Jags, and then with a tight game winner versus the Titans. Do you think that there's more, there's still some level of quote-unquote apathy, or do you think that this might be overrun by Bills fans?
I am going to be extremely curious about the crowd makeup tonight, because if this were a Sunday game, I wouldn't even doubt it. I mean, the Bills fans would just be overwhelming.
Right, middle of the week.
But this is a Thursday game, dude.
Yeah.
Now, if there is a majority or a big number of Bills fans, I mean, that's all we need to see, right? Like you know, they're coming down, and we talked last week about how the tickets are resale for Texans are cheaper than most places. People tend to kind of earmark Houston as the place they want to go. I haven't seen anything on social media. We'll find out when we get out there tonight. But it would be a horrible look if the Bills fans kind of overtake NRG tonight.
Now this could just be looked at as, Reggie, why are you just bringing up this conversation to bash on Texans fans? It's not simply that. I think the additional level for me is Josh Allen is going to matter in a great deal. And we can talk about this here more in a second, but what he does on the field is going to matter. Last year, there was a lot of excitement for this team, and you faced the Bills in week five before we got to all of the consternation and gnashing of teeth that we ultimately did last year. There was a lot of hype. That building was loud. I was going back through my notes, seeing the points and times where I was like, yo, this building is incredibly loud. The reason why I asked that is this building going to be capable of getting to those levels? Because it felt like that had some possible effect of the quarterback play on the field.
Oh, I think it is, I think it is absolutely capable of getting there.
Okay.
I'm more worried about, because I think there's a good buzz around this team right now. But 2 weeks ago is when they were selling tickets. Two and 3 weeks ago is when Texans fans were selling tickets, and it wasn't a good vibe. And so that's where – I'm just really curious. It'll be a horrible look. It's horrible. As much as we've gone through this before, if the Bills fans take over, here's the other part of it, and I don't want to hear it. I don't care about it.
Uh-oh.
This is Houston.
ISO!
Yeah. You guys. Oh, that Houston traffic getting to NRG at 5:30.
It is a work day, John Lopez.
Come on, man. Come on. We all know what time the kickoff is.
7:15, John Lopez.
That's right, 7:15.
It is going to be tougher than a Sunday.
Oh, don't start.
But I still don't think, look, I'm not making that excuse. It is going to be a little tougher than a regular Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think that's a valid excuse.
No,
on.
It is not. It is
because
not.
If the opposing fans could get there early,
mm-hmm.
why
are not going
we?
To work?
It's a lot of people here that ain't going to work either, man.
Exactly.
It'd be a lot of people taking the day off to go to the game.
All right. I didn't mean to kick off the entirety of this conversation, but
being negative, man.
I thought it was a sincere question. I thought mm-hmm. I established it well, but maybe I didn't. Who knows? Bleep me, I guess. More of what's popping in the great city of Houston, particularly sports-wise. Shout out to Brian McTaggart giving us this insight this morning. The Astros are hiring, at least per source, Tim Cossens as a catching coach,
mm-hmm.
Which was the position previously held by Michael Collins. Cossens, who was 55, was the Orioles Major League field coordinator and catching instructor for the last 6 years and held similar roles with the Cubs from 2013 to 18, which remember the Cubs did win a World Series championship in that time, and the Marlins for a few years from 08 to 12. I don't know that you know exactly who Cossens is and what, you know, his entirety of his bona fides. Then go ahead. Let
no,
me know.
We don't.
How but I know that you were big on catching mm-hmm. catchers, the way that they went about things, especially the ability of other teams to steal mm-hmm. on the Astros. Does this give you any level of confidence boosts, even in the slightest?
Yeah, this is the one move that had to happen no matter what. And clearly the Astros they're sort of churning through their staff, up and down, the coaching staff and scouting staff and all teaching, all that. But regardless of that, even if that didn't happen, this did have to happen. Like you had to get a new. It was almost like the two things that needed to change, and we knew this in July, were athletic training and catching, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that you needed to have well. Some people would have talked about hitting coach, which of course they've overhauled that position mm-hmm. as well. Clearly, a concerted effort by Espada and obviously the other decision makers for the Astros to try and adjust the way they go about things. And I think this is a tacit acknowledgement to something that you were very loud about, mm-hmm. which was that the way that they were going about catching simply was not good enough.
Yeah.
I think that there was other things involved. I think that a number of people would have made mention of
mm-hmm.
the fact that the pitchers did not have a seeming urgency of getting that ball to the plate to give the catchers a chance at success.
Well, that ties in, though.
But from that part of it, also the catching mm-hmm. and making sure that, people weren't getting free bases on you
right.
was not to the standard. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to, with this change, find a little different level of success there. A few more things here before we go. Shout out to Kelvin Sampson, who apparently not only does a good job of building a program, he is a center recruiting champion as the University of Houston Cougars basketball team has landed the number one center.
Oh, is that all?
Arifan Dion, mm-hmm. Dione, I'm guessing. I will figure out how to say his name properly soon enough, so apologies to Houston and this gentleman. But, for the 2026 season, they'll be bringing in the number one center after they brought in a fantastic class of freshmen that are cooking right now. Like, Kelvin Sampson is just, especially for a dude of his age, with no disrespect to, obviously him being age, not trying mm-hmm. to be ageist, but it feels like the connection that he has to the great players in college basketball, especially also while being not a player's coach, quote-unquote, necessarily, not somebody that you would view as being easy or, super amenable to the young. He has a very hard-nosed, old-school perspective, but he's also bringing in great players.
Not only that, I think he is extremely, as we all know, I think he has an extremely good relationship, that father-figure type relationship that is your best friend and also your toughest, teacher. But the interesting thing about this, when I saw it come across, this is kind of unlike any center that he's gotten recently.
Mm.
This guy is 7'1", 290.
Is that good?
Big old dude. Like, big, big body.
But 7'1", 290 still feels like it's a space where you could be pretty agile.
Yeah, you can, but I've seen pictures of this cat. He's a monster.
He's built well.
290?
290.
He's built well, huh?
Yeah, and so it's going to be, I think the program, not just Kelvin Sampson, he's done so much for the program. I think the program that he's built is now getting some of these guys.
That's true. Yeah, this is a constant number one, number two now expectations of Final Four consistently type mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. So, that's one of those, the work that was done a long time continuing to reap its benefits. All right, that's what's popping here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Deion Dawkins, who is the a tackle for the Bills, was asked about Josh Allen and his previous times here in Houston and the struggles that he's had. I kind of feel like there is a particular matchup in there that is talked about there with Deion and with some of the elevations that the Texans had. Let's talk about that matchup and some of the other ones coming up tonight next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.